Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Edition. No Wilde again edition? That takes a lot of days off.
Taking a lot of days.
Jeez. Work a little, dude. The Mother-in-Law Appreciation Edition. Part 2. Laughed out loud listening on the podcast.
Total
on the
lols,
ESPN Wisconsin
huh?
app.
A lot of lols.
A lot of lols. Riding solo in the car. And the Jesse and Pat Murphy interact in the same room last night edition of Wilde and Tausch. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, the ESPN app. Live video streaming, Twitter, Facebook, and a couple of YouTube accounts. ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison. Subscribe to both so you get the best content from all of our ESPN Wisconsin shows. No Jason Wilde again today. He has today and tomorrow off, is my understanding, back on Thursday.
We all thought you were off. Hunter was of the belief that you were off.
Yeah,
today.
I heard there was some confusion yesterday.
I don't look at the schedule.
Yeah.
Another great set of communication skills by you.
No one reads the content schedules. That's fine.
I just show up.
Hunter Vaughn, mother-in-law extraordinaire, is our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs we believe in better. Good morning, Hunter.
Good morning. I prefer husband of the year.
Husband of the year.
I think that's what the territory this puts me in. I'm just a better husband than everybody else that thinks this is weird.
First off, we all know Jason is the greatest husband of all time. Like, we all know that.
I'm coming for that title.
He was father
no,
of the
he's
year.
Both.
Did he claim
father
husband
of the year?
Year
is a no doubter.
Yeah.
But husband of the year, I think he has kind of put himself at that top tier. Hunter's making a push, though. Especially with relationships to your mother-in-law. He is top tier.
So not everyone listens to every show every day, especially those of us who are off on Monday. But I did listen
to
the
I do want to give a shout out to our guy over at the Kennedy Little League Complex. He was doing the field. We had a game over there last night. And he came up and he was grinding away. It was hot out yesterday.
Yeah.
He had a couple 17-year-olds that are supposed to do the grounds crew. He didn't. He's an avid listener. And he gave us a bunch of attaboys, so I just want to give a shout-out to him. He did a great job getting the field ready, and we ended the game in a tie, which was kind of
what?
Lame. Yeah, it is what it is.
No.
It's a league game, so it's not like it's a tournament. You have to have pool play. But, yeah, we ended in a tie. It's the second tie of the year because you have a certain amount of time and you play seven innings. And
I don't like that.
I don't either.
You don't go to California rules? Runner on second, one
now
out?
There's another game behind us, so there's limited fields in the Dane County area. So, anyways, big shout-out to him. He was very pleasant to talk to and grinded away and got the field ready, so tip of the cap.
Well, that's awesome. That's cool.
I think he was taking his mother-in-law out for dinner right after.
So
good husband.
I don't know if I finished the introductions, but you all know who he is. That's Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher. I am Jesse Nelson. I'm normally the producer of the show. I've had a few days off, and now I'm back in the host chair as Jason has today and tomorrow off. Hunter Vaughn, our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and that is where we stand. Okay, so at the end of yesterday's show, which I was listening to at 11 o'clock at night driving home from the Brewers game, which we will talk plenty about coming up. In the Woe Nelly segment that Hunter Vaughn took over yesterday, the last thing you brought up was that you went to a movie over the weekend exclusively with your mother-in-law while your wife and a friend went out to dinner or lunch together.
I forgot to ask this because I asked if you guys shared popcorn.
Nope, that gives me tummy troubles.
Do you sit right next to each other, or do you give a seat buffer?
Yeah, because it was like F1 was a very popular movie this last weekend. It was a full theater. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Okay.
So I was laughing out loud listening to this by myself on a drive home last night from about on 94 from Waukesha to Oconomowoc. I was laughing out loud to myself listening to that podcast with how funny that interaction was yesterday. I could hear when you first brought it up, Hunter, I could hear in the silence how Jason and Tauscher were just smiling at each other.
Hunter does a great job. Again, I tell you all the time, the prep stuff that he has transformed video-wise and everything else has been dynamite. But the fact that I was actually irritated with you that you brought it up so late in the show.
Okay. I honestly...
You knew that we would love that.
No, I honestly did not think it was a big...
How do you not know we wouldn't love that?
I didn't think it was a big deal. I thought this was such a normal thing.
You didn't think taking your mother... You didn't think taking your mother-in-law on a date... It was a date. No, it wasn't. It's nice. I'm not saying nothing inappropriate, but it was a date. The fact that your wife didn't want to go and went to lunch with somebody. If your wife was on a girl's trip to South Carolina or something else, and your mother-in-law calls and says, "Hunter, I'm bored. I know you like movies. Will you just take me to a movie?" I get it. That's not what happened here. Correct?
No. Okay. So my wife is an identical twin. Her twin sister had recently moved down to North Carolina. Okay. She was back up for the week for the holiday. Okay. She stayed with us. We all drove over to Racine to see the mother-in-law then and spend the 4th over there.
Gotcha.
They have a childhood friend then that lives on the north side of Chicago.
Okay.
So she was like, "You're right there." Like, the three of them went to go and get lunch
together.
Why
didn't you guys all just go get lunch?
Because
your tummy? Your tummy was terrible?
Clearly,
you didn't tummy want troubles? Tummy no.
Stuff? Clearly, they had girl stuff they wanted to talk about at lunch, and they didn't want Hunter.
Well, no,
we've all been there.
But this is where I'm just confused. And everybody's dynamic is different. Trust me, I know. But this is where I'd be like, wouldn't the mother-in-law want to go and hang out with the daughters and have lunch with them, too? Get what I'm saying?
With the two of them being twins... That is a very, like you said, different dynamic. I try to like...
How different are they?
Not very different.
She marry someone similar to you?
She is single. The other...
Has there been a Hunter clone?
Dated anybody since I've been dating, since I met her sister. So,
all right.
Wouldn't know.
Okay.
So
twins are fascinating, by the way. It's a fascinating dilemma. That whole thing is something else. All right, continue.
Oh, yeah?
So I try to respect their, like, okay, they're going to go and do stuff together. Like, they're very close, so they have that childhood friend they don't see all the time. So I was just like, no, like, go to lunch, sure. Like, whatever.
Hey, good husband. Yeah,
yeah, I'm husband
absolutely.
Of the year. Then when they made those plans, then... Her mom was like, "Hey, I want to see this movie. I know Hunter likes movies. Does Hunter want to go with me to see the movie?" And I was like, "Yeah, why not?
Sense.
I don't care." Didn't think it would be weird. Didn't ever think it was awkward or weird at all until it got brought up on the show. And then suddenly there's people on Twitter
so
saying it's weird.
Nonchalantly. That yes. was the beautiful part of it. I don't even know what the hell you were talking about before that. Like, it literally, you could have talked about... In a world peace, and you could have solved all, and I still would have been completely distracted. Just wait. What did you say? So Jesse, there have been people that have responded on Twitter and on YouTube and all the stuff, you know, carbless talk and text. Would you ever take Becca's mother for a nice date?
844-770-3776 is the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. Since this came up so late in the show yesterday, if you would like to weigh in, give us a text at 844-770-3776. I did see, Tausch, that you tweeted this from your account retweeting the show.
Yeah.
Is it unique to go with your mother-in-law to watch a three-hour movie? Well, I heard it was 2.5.
And I guess they did do previews, which... I don't know how Hunter
That's
has
weird.
Special access to non-previewed
it's
movies.
It's part of the fun.
Kudos to Hunter.
Got lucky they were having technical issues.
I like seeing the previews. It's one of the fun things about going to the movies. I see what's coming
disagree.
Up.
I couldn't disagree.
Had more. Just seen Jurassic Park like 2 days.
Was that any good?
No, it was garbage.
Oh, that no, I might go see that tonight.
I figured it would
no.
be.
I thought it was the worst Jurassic Park movie that they've made.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
But other people are putting it as like the second best. So I think there's a very wide.
I don't like they ruined it with the second
one
of the new trilogy.
Is Jurassic Park worth getting? I've never watched an episode of Jurassic Park. Is it worth the whole thing or is it
the first one?
Never watched any of them.
The very first movie, I think, is top 10 all-time movie for me.
Okay, the first one is iconic. You need to see the first one.
Yep.
All right.
The second one is still good. It gets a little crazy at the end, but it's good. The third one, I think, is fun. I like the third one.
And this is the third one that just came out?
No.
So they this did, is like the eighth.
Yeah.
Come on.
So they did... Yeah. They
why
did
a, are they do, just okay? I,
they
again,
did three
I,
that
I always have to check myself when I ask why because they're making.
There
money.
Were three that were out by like 2005, I want to say, and then
right,
they took
you know
about
what?
10 years.
Even with your guys' strong endorsement, I'm not going to watch Jurassic Park. All right,
I will always go see the dinosaurs. They might be the worst set of movies ever. I'm always going to.
I think
see
there's.
Them.
I don't want to get all conspiratorial. If they're but bringing back woolly mammoths, can they bring back dinosaurs? No, be a dead serious.
I tell you what, I'll go see the movie tonight, and I'll let you know.
You know, woolly mammoths are coming back. Like they're coming back.
Well, the
are they?
The issue is that our atmosphere and the planet itself is very different than when dinosaurs lived. So
we
like,
don't know
I don't
that
know
for
if,
sure either. I don't think. We don't.
I mean, we kind of do, but okay.
So you don't think dinosaurs can come back?
I just don't think they could. Like long term, they wouldn't be able to handle the environment. Okay, so like you could have it alive for like an hour. And then it's not going to be able to handle
you have
it.
It alive for 20 years.
Okay.
I don't think,
no, I'm asking. I don't know.
I don't think the dinosaurs are coming back. I think we've got.
You maybe are right, but people
got
20 years ago would have said,
why it's a
there
bad
is
idea.
No way woolly mammoths are coming back, and we're not far off. So you
but,
guys would have been wrong about that.
But they never
that.
Made Woolly Mammoth Park to show us that was a bad idea.
I've never seen a movie about how the woolly mammoth coming back would be dangerous.
I saw Ice Age.
I'm
going to
tell you this. You guys could be 100% certain. I don't think you should be 100%. Is the odds are you guys are going to be right? Yes. But does that mean it's 100%? No, it's not. It doesn't mean that.
I know, but like the 100%, my odds at 99.9% chance, I'm going to feel pretty good about being like, yeah, that's not happening.
Proof beyond reasonable doubt that bringing back the dinosaurs would be a bad idea.
I don't think you guys understand all the stuff and things that are moving. Like maybe
no,
you guys, I mean,
maybe
and that's
we don't.
All right. No, I mean, by the way, I don't either, but I know that there's a possibility.
You guys don't get it, but I don't get it either. But,
but
I'm right.
I get it less. I get it more than you guys do.
Can we get back to the mother-in-law
go for
responses?
It, yeah. I didn't bring up dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. You guys did.
Ryan on Twitter, unique, yes, but nothing wrong with it, in my opinion.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
Greg, it's not typical, but there's nothing wrong with it. It's actually kind of nice to
it's
have that
very
relationship.
Sweet. Yeah. Very sweet.
Jeriad on Twitter. I'm sure it depends on the movie. Kind of awkward, I think, if it was Titanic or 50 Shades or something like that.
I would have said
if
no.
If it's 50 Shades, no, it is not sort of. That's freaky creepy. That is just ridiculous.
Yes. That's 100% no.
Okay, fair enough. I'm glad we could agree on something today.
But I guess if she covers the tickets and he gets dinner, hey, you do you.
Okay.
I'm in the definitely unique majority camp, says Jerriod.
Would Jesse is the question.
So, yes.
I feel fairly confident Becca would not take George to a movie.
Becca doesn't like going to the movies. So taking that with a grain of salt, like, she is not a moviegoer. Like, I'm intentionally
might
go
just
tonight.
To a Brewer game with George.
She also does not like going to Brewers games. There's a lot of things I like doing that she doesn't like doing that I like to go do by myself, like going to the Brewers game last night and going to a movie tonight. I'm living a bachelor life for the next 3 nights here while she's still up north for the week.
Okay.
There are things that she would certainly do with my father or with my mother, her father-in-law, mother-in-law, that I'm guessing some others wouldn't do.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, just going out to, is dinner
normal?
Not weird.
Dinner is not.
I don't know.
You're good, grabbing something to eat.
I would say this. So we were up north over the weekend.
Meat raffle.
We did not go to the meat raffle. It was too nice to go to the meat raffle.
I think I'm done. Now, whenever you, I think I'm done. You don't even do meat raffles.
I think we've kind of, it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's over for
bar ownership has changed down the road from us a couple of times.
And
the raffle, it's not the same experience it once was. So we've kind of moved on.
Do you still buy tickets and they give away meat?
Yes, that still happens.
Seems like that's what it
means. It's just, we've prioritized other things. We like being out in the sunshine, out in the lake.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you know, we've grown up a little bit, maybe. We'll get back to the meat raffles at some point, especially in the winter. Those are popular. But over the weekend, so we were out on Sunday. It was kind of a cooler day up north. And so we went over to an establishment that had some delightful summer hummers. They had like all variety colors. So you get the purple or the green or the blue. That was really
delicious.
Why
did your eyes just glisten when you said summer hummers? That was really... Don't make eye contact with me when you do that.
We had a
look into the camera. I don't need you giving me it was summer. All glitter-eyed. I'm not interested.
We had a big Sunday. We had a big Sunday fun day at the dockside. And
did you have any glizzies?
We did not. No, all I wanted was...
Disappointing.
I told a bunch of 14-year-old boys last night, I told them about this, and they all thought I was an idiot for not knowing what a glizzy was.
Yeah, you should have known what that
was.
Yeah,
you should know.
I'm the oldest 33-year-old, I know what a glizzy is.
I didn't even know you're okay.
So point being, we had a big afternoon at the whatever the place was we were at with all the summer hummers, and so we got back to the house, and Becca and her friends kind of wanted to
double down on summer hummers.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's a popular drink. It's the lemonade and the different flavored vodkas, all the different colors. It's good. It's a good summer drink. So we got back. Becca and her friends wanted to take it easy. Mo wanted to go for a walk. My mother-in-law and I went for a walk around the block, just the two of us, and it was nice. We went for a walk, walked the dog,
That's not sitting for a three-hour movie.
No, it's not sitting for a three-hour movie. It was about a 30-minute walk around the block, but it was nice, and that was something we had never done before.
Okay.
So when I heard this story yesterday, that was what first came to mind. Oh, I just had...
So you're in Hunter's camp. You'd have no problem doing that.
I do not have a problem with what Hunter did. No,
I don't think anybody has a problem. I just think it's unique. That's all.
I do think it is unique. It is... If I was so here's my thing about going to the movies. Unless you're going to like Tier 1 Tyler and a big group of friends made a tradition every time the Marvel movies came out for like a decade, they would go on opening night and they would get like 10 tickets, all their college friends. And even though they had moved on and graduated, they all got together and went to every opening night of the Marvel movies. That's a cool experience. Otherwise, going to the movies is kind of a solo experience. Like, I have no problem going to a movie by myself. Like Jurassic World, maybe tonight, because you're not talking with anybody once the movie starts. In fact, I like not being distracted once the movie starts. I might say I prefer going to the movie by myself because you don't have to worry about passing the popcorn around or people like making comments to you while you're watching it. Like I like being there just in the moment. So I don't mind that. So going to the movie, no matter who you're with.
I'm nervous I'm going to say something really inappropriate. I'm going to bite my lip on this
one. Oh, just say it.
No, I don't think it's appropriate. I was going to say, you know who else like going to movies by themselves? An old actor of a children's TV show.
Oh,
I'm not going to go there. I'm not going there.
Come on.
I am not going to go there. The old Playhouse. I have no interest in going to a movie by myself ever. Even though I agree with your premise of you're not sitting there jabbering, I just don't have any interest in it.
It's an awful date, which is why I don't think it's weird that Hunter and his mother-in-law went to the movie by themselves. You go in, you get the popcorn, you sit down, you're talking maybe during the previews, which they didn't even have when they went. The movie starts, you're not saying anything to the other person for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. You get up, you talk about the movie. By the time you get back, it's a very almost transactional interaction for much of it. So I have no problem with that. Going to the movies, I don't think is necessarily a great like bonding activity. It's something that you do if you're going to enjoy the movie.
So but actually, Hunter's getting too much credit for being great with his mother-in-law by taking her to a movie.
I think we're over-inflating the relationship a bit. I don't think this makes him husband of the year.
That's
because
an interesting deal.
It's, I think going to dinner, you have much more conversation that's ensuing. Well, you go
no
play
blank.
A round of golf, and you're going to talk a lot
no
more
blank,
while you're
yes.
sharing a cart or
bowling.
Whatever.
Bowling.
Yeah, bowling, walking the dog.
Sure, dog
yeah,
walking.
A lot
yeah.
of other things that are more significant.
So, Hunter, you don't get any credit. It's not even a big deal, and you don't get any credit.
Okay, I'm there fine with that. This was not attention that I wanted. Like, there's a lot of times where I'm totally fine with a lot of attention. This was not one of those
like
times. I mean, most of the other content stuff. I didn't think me going to a movie with my mother-in-law was going to be, like, a big deal.
Yeah. Okay. On the Carbless Talk and Text line, 844-770-3776, Josh in Lake Geneva. I would absolutely see a movie with my mother-in-law. She's one of my favorite people. Earlier this year, we sat courtside at the Illinois-UCLA game
Love
in
it.
Champaign.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome. That's great that people have that relationship.
No doubt about it.
Keep them coming. 844-770-3776. Mother-in-law Central here on Wildy and Tausch. And whether you're recommending it to your significant other, to her friend that she's at lunch with, or to your mother-in-law at the movies, we're always recommending Pella Windows and Doors.
We
Wisconsin.
Are. We're just talking about resiliency. For windows with the strongest resilience, you need the Pella Experience. The Pella Experience Center lets you see it, feel it, open, close, and compare dozens of windows and doors and their options from 7 different Pella lines, and you all can see it side by side. Stop by soon, because if you order by July 31st, you can get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield, or schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. And let me tell you all something. We're going to be down there Thursday, correct, Jesse?
Thursday, this Thursday, July 10th. You and Wildy and I are all going.
Every show, you're going to see hosts from WTMJ, ESPN, The Truth, all down at the Pella Showroom. And if you schedule your in-home consultation, you're going to get a chance to win amazing prizes. Jesse, just we'll talk next about the Brewers game he went to last night. Brewers tickets and giveaways from the season. There is a game-worn jersey, Badgers Woo! College game day tailgate, State Fair, Green Bay tickets, and more. Winners are going to be chosen every 2 hours, so don't miss your chance to win $2,000 off your minimum purchase of $5,000 if you can book your appointment before July 31st. Again, head on down to the showroom in Brookfield, and if you can't make that, make sure you book at PellaWI.com on the 10th, and you can be entered in to win those raffles. So July 10th, big day at Pella. Come on down to Brookfield. Check out all of our shows. We'll be down there. And all of those great prizes and opportunities to win free things. And all you got to do is show up or get in on PellaWI.com.
This is going to be a big one. We encourage you to stop out on Thursday. Just like those of you who joined us at the Hard Rock Casino for a couple of shows in May and June. Just like many of you have come out and seen us when we're at some of the golf outings that we're at. Like, this is a big one on Thursday. Come on out and see us. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the Brookfield Experience Center. That is where you want to be, and a chance to win some really great prizes, like Tausch just said. Your texts, your calls, your tweets, your responses to the mother-in-law conversation. Plus, coming up, does Pat Murphy know what I said about him? We'll find out. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch, Jesse and Tausch, Jason on assignment today and tomorrow. He'll be back on Thursday when we're all together at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center in Brookfield. 844-770-3776, the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line. Hunter Vaughn is our Cousin Sub of the Day producing today. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And we are picking up where yesterday's show left off. Hunter went to a movie over the weekend with his mother-in-law, just the two of them, Is that strange? 844-770-3776.
Unique
is how you wanted to ask that.
Yes.
That's a good way to ask that.
Yeah,
I do think it's unique. I don't think it's strange.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. Andy in Green Bay is first up. Wilde and Tausch. Welcome, Andy. Is it strange? Nope. Unique for Hunter to go with his mother-in-law to the movie.
No, I did the same thing.
All right. Tell us about it.
My wife, she lived in Chesning, Michigan, and she was getting together with her girlfriend. So I went, I was in town, and her mom goes, "You want to go to the movies?" I even went flower shopping, out to dinner with her, and then we went to the movies.
That's bold.
Wow.
That is... You just passed Hunter. Passed Hunter for husband of the year.
Of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, and we shared a thing of popcorn.
Oh, you did. So you passed the popcorn back and forth. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Well,
we did leave a seat in between us, though.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Not
good
as
for
busy
space.
As F1. Yep. Okay.
May I ask what movie you saw?
It was a Disney movie. Okay. I'm going back like 7 years ago. I can't remember what we saw.
Was it animated or live action? Do you recall?
It was animated.
Okay. So it could have been like
a cartoon.
One of those Pixar movies or something
Inside
like that.
Inside Out, maybe.
Yeah, one of those. And those are family movies. That's a good one to go to. It's totally fine.
It sounds like Eric. It's just a really nice day for Eric.
Sounds like a great day. Andy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 844-770-3776. So Andy agrees.
Andy's on it.
Yep. Not unique to go to the movie with your mother-in-law.
Well, let me tell you something. Just because Andy called and said what he just said, that doesn't make it's not unique. Like, what Andy did is above and beyond. Like, that's big time. That's somebody that is all in. And that's great.
I have a question about the order of events there, if that's the order in which it happened. You don't go flower shopping first. Because then you'd have to like leave the flowers out in the car when you go to dinner and then go into the movie. You would want to go flower shopping last or go drop them off at home before that.
I would agree.
844-770-3776. Joe and the Boonies on the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line. The movie is a big decider here. So if it's a movie that isn't controversial, it's as simple as asking your wife or anyone else.
No, I don't know. I would disagree with that.
What's a controversial movie? Does that go back to the Titanic,
so
50
it,
Shades
okay,
comments?
Unfaithful, yeah.
Let's say, I mean, would it be the same thing if, let's just say, Hunter, your wife's twin didn't want to go to lunch and said, Hunter, let's go to the movie and do that. Is that the same?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right, so if Andy is the, I guess, you know what, it just comes down to going out and having a good time. That's what this comes back to.
I forgot about this, but a couple of years ago, the new Batman movie came out. I know you guys, big Batman conversation yesterday.
Superman,
yeah, all
close.
The superheroes
yeah,
came up.
Yeah,
all the superheroes. So a few years ago, that the new one came out, and Becca, again, she doesn't like going to the movies, had no interest in going. She'll go like once a year is her movie quota. I'd go, you know, 5 or 6 times a year if it was up to me. So her friends really wanted to go see the movie. So they said, do you guys want to go see this? Becca said, no, I have no interest in going sitting through a 3-hour Batman movie. I said, absolutely, sign me up for that. Her friends wanted to go. The three of us went. So it was me and Heather and Karina. We all went to go see the Batman movie together. And Becca stayed home, and I don't know if she took care of the dog or whatever she was up to. I forgot if we even had the dog at the time, but she didn't come to the movie with us. She stayed home, and the rest of us went to the movie. We had a wonderful time. Again, there's minimal interaction by the time the movie starts. So you meet at the theater, you walk in together, you spend 15 minutes talking, you comment on the previews, the movie starts, you're passing popcorn. I think we all had our individual snacks and beverages. I had a Coors Light, no doubt.
Okay.
And you just sit there and you take in the movie, and that's it. You talk about it a little bit afterward, you go home. Nothing to it.
Perfect. Sounds like you got it all figured out.
770-3776.
I really don't understand the people that are like surprised by it or fascinated. Like, it's weird to me that like what is so wrong or so unique with the idea of like, oh, this is my wife's mother. I'm going to try and like have a good relationship with that person.
There's good like, relationship, and then there's there's a level to everything.
Yeah, I think
they can become your best friend. That's awesome for you. That is, I think it's just a very unique thing, because when you look at in the grand scheme of things, I would say most people have good relationships with their mother-in-law. Some don't. But to go to the next level where it's even or even a notch at the same level as your wife or immediate, I think that is unique. I do. That doesn't mean I'm right, but I think there's levels to everything, and doing that is a level above. And kudos to you, Hunter, for doing it. I enjoy my mother-in-law. I go to church with my mother-in-law. I play Scrabble. I don't think either of us are going to be that excited to go sit through a three-hour. I don't. That's just where I'm at.
And I don't think this just applies to family dynamic. I think you can think about your coworkers. Like, we have a great team dynamic here. A lot of us hang out outside of work hours. That's not the case for many people. A lot of people, they will go to work, they see their coworkers there, and then when they go home, they don't interact with them anymore. Like, they wouldn't go to the movies with Howie across the office. Or in other cases, like, I don't know, when you were on the Packers, Tausch, there were probably teammates that you would ask if they wanted to go on trips or hang out outside of practice time. And there's other teammates, I would guess, maybe you didn't have that same relationship with, that you wouldn't want to do that. I certainly did on teams that I was on. Like, there were the group that you really, you know, got to know,
so like
really
a bowler
enjoyed.
That didn't hit the 7-10 split, you'd be like, ah, we're not going.
Yeah, there were certain ones. It's like, I'm not hanging out with that guy after practice.
Yeah,
but this,
you know,
guy,
what,
sure,
Hunter,
let's go to,
maybe you have, maybe I was completely misread this situation, and it's just completely normal and should be more normal. You might be right.
I think it should be more normal.
Okay.
We'll put a bow on it with this. Mike and Madison. Hunter, I'd rather hang out or grab a beer with my mother-in-law than my own mom, so you're good, buddy.
Yeah.
Mike? Sorry, buddy. Hopefully you grab a Coors Light with both of your mom and your mother-in-law.
Yeah, whether
at some
you're
point.
Going to the movie with your mother-in-law, you're tailgating pregame, enjoying your experience during the game, or celebrating a big Brewers win like Jesse did after the game, you just need a moment to chill. Crack open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. It's brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged because it is made to chill over the hot 4th of July weekend. I know I had plenty of Coors Lights at cookouts and pool parties, etc., etc. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Big night at American Family Field last night. The Brewers got a big win, and I was in the clubhouse, and I interacted with Pat Murphy after the game. What happened, and does he know what Tausch says I said about him? We're going to find out. You be the judge. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app, customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Have you heard dumber things than that in recent memory, Jeff?
Sure, but I live with two teenage boys. So, you know, like dumb rhetoric is kind of like part of my life these days. In terms of bad baseball takes, yeah, it's up there.
Man, I'm bummed I missed Jeff Passan yesterday on Wilde and Tausch.
I think he was kind of bummed he didn't get to catch you too.
Oh, I texted him last night.
He sounded disappointed
he
when
was.
I asked.
Yeah,
called.
Yeah.
Surprised you booked him on a day. Like, A, you don't book guests.
Well.
And you booked a guest and you did it on a day you weren't even going to be here.
You're welcome.
I said thank you.
Yeah,
Jeff Passan was great. If you haven't been able to catch up, he said some things, a couple things that have gotten a lot of reaction on social media about the Brewers, about the Miz, and about Jesse. He was fantastic, as he always is when he joins.
He was
us.
Really good. I did listen to the full podcast on the ESPN Wisconsin app on my drive yesterday. Totally worth the listen, like Tausch said. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app and give that a listen. Plus all your favorite ESPN Wisconsin shows all right there. So, Jeff Passan joined us yesterday. I attended the Brewers game last night as a working media member, which I realized. So driving home from up north yesterday, again, Becca stayed up north with her friends for the whole week. I came back for a few days before going back up at the end of the week. It's kind of what we always do around the 4th of July. And I left a little earlier than I expected yesterday. So I ended up having the opportunity to go to last night's Brewers game. Two all-stars on the mound, Freddy Peralta, Yamamoto. I didn't remember how to say Yamamoto's full name because he got bounced after two-thirds of an inning, so I didn't even get a chance to because he didn't stay in the game long enough. So, awesome night. Brewers win. Big win. Set the tone for this big series with the Dodgers. Andrew Vaughn, no relation, I assume, to Hunter, but I don't know for sure.
No, no relation.
Okay. Homers in his first at-bat as a Milwaukee Brewer with Rhys Hoskins going on the injured list. Big moment in the first inning. Brewers bat around right away in the first. Fantastic night. I realized as I was sitting at AmFam Field last night, it had been since Ron Renicki was the manager of the Brewers, since I had covered a Brewers game as a working media member.
I think we're probably using the word working a little strong.
Yeah.
Because you didn't, did you have a notepad? Did you do any actual like note taking? Or were you just watching the game with a beer?
So I sent a couple of tweets. I did not have any alcoholic beverages. Okay. I had no Coors Lights. I did have a couple of beverages, but they were of the carbonated variety available for us for free. I did watch the entire game. One of the things that I wanted to see, I had never seen Shohei Ohtani live in person. So I wanted to walk around the ballpark.
I was told you can't win once Shohei gets to the and so far, so
Far, I've been right on that, just for the record. So one of the things that stood out to me, when Shohei Ohtani came up to bat to lead off the game, there were a bunch of fans who were like bolting to their seats. And I wasn't sure if that was just because it was first pitch and people like being in their seats for first pitch. So around the sixth inning, he was leading off, and I got up and I walked around the park a little bit. And I wanted to see what the vibe around the
park was. Yeah, because you're a working media member.
Exactly.
You wanted to take what the crowd was doing and give it to your fans.
My observation was fans want to see Shohei Ohtani. When he is batting, it reminded me, and this, I don't want to.
Boy, this is, you know,
speaking
this
of bad baseball
really,
takes, I understand.
This is some really breaking news. People want to watch Shohei.
It reminded me of when Barry Bonds came to town when I was a kid. That's what it reminded me of, where no matter where you were in the park, you're in line for concessions, you're looking in the fan shop, people will leave what they're doing to go back to their seats or stand above the railing to watch that at-bat and then go back in line. That's what it looked like yesterday at AmFam Field. And I would guess tonight, with the Miz on the mound, when Shohei leads off the game, that is going to be, like, people are going to want to be in their seats for the two or three at-bats where you get Shohei versus the Miz. Same thing, Kershaw against Jackson Churio. I'm sure people are going to want to do the same thing.
Let's not put Jackson Churio and Kershaw in the same
boat. Shohei Ohtani is the show right now in Major League Baseball. People want to be in their seats, or at least standing, watching every pitch when he is up to bat. That was the observation I had last night.
Good observation.
So I enjoyed the game. And then after the game, we go down to the clubhouse. And the way that this works, and has, you know, since when I was at games more regularly a decade ago, you first go in where the manager has his post-game media availability. And it's kind of in that like press conference setting, the way that Jason does it with Matt LaFleur. And then afterwards, you go into the clubhouse and you get a couple of chances to talk to some of the standout players from the game. You had given me the task of trying to get an exclusive with Christian Yelich or the Miz.
Or Shohei.
They were not available.
Okay.
So I failed. Also, all the beat writers that cover the team are like 7 feet tall. Really did not bode well for me trying to get into a media scrum. I'm standing like behind people.
Is there more media folks there because of the Dodgers?
Think so. I don't know. Again, this was my first one I was at this year, but there were a lot of people there, and they're all 6'5" or higher. And I'm standing behind people like I'm standing behind a tree.
I was an intern at ESPN Milwaukee in 2018 and went to two games to do the same thing. I did a Braves game and then a Dodgers game.
Yeah.
And granted, they didn't have Ohtani at the time, but there were far more media at that Dodgers game.
The Dodgers are the new Yankees.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to cover the Dodgers. That's the team to beat. They're the big villain in baseball. They're the new Yankees. So yeah, I think it was a few more eyes on it. Also, it's the time of year where the Packers aren't in action, the Badgers aren't doing it. So this is, you know, the big game in town. Here's what's different about the last time I was there. when you walk into Pat Murphy's press conference, so everybody goes in, everybody kind of takes their seats, gets situated before the manager walks in. So Pat Murphy comes in, and he's got the grandkids that always go sit up there with him, if you've seen any of his press conference. He does this all the time, and it's cute. Like, all the kids come in, and he'll say a couple of baseball things, and then he'll like ask them, like, well, do you guys remember what that lesson is? And it's really cool. But here's the new custom that apparently has changed since the days of Ron Renneke managing the Brewers. I don't know if Craig Counsell did this. I'm assuming not.
Counsell did not.
Pat Murphy, if he doesn't recognize you as a regular, wants to meet you. So before the press conference officially gets started with questions from Adam McAlvey and Sophia Minard and everybody, the newbies, interns, radio producers who aren't there on a regular basis and whatnot, he asks you to introduce himself. Have I met you before? And so he went around the room, and I did not know that was coming. I was there. I had no heads up that was coming.
Did you get a little nervous?
And the second he did it for the first person sitting in the front row, I was like, oh, no, this is going to happen. So he went to the first person in the front row. He went to one of the people in the back, and then he got over to me. And I hit record in time to catch this. It's not the best audio. Again, this wasn't like the official press conference yet, so this isn't great audio. But I did the best I could with it. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think Pat Murphy knows who I am? Here's the interaction.
How about you?
Jesse Nelson from ESPN Wisconsin.
We've met before, Jesse.
Mm-hmm. I've called you before for the Wildy and Tao show. I produce it in the mornings from 9 to noon.
We've never met.
Not in person.
I felt like I've heard your name.
Well, sorry to hear that.
When you guys are back, do I know all you?
And then he goes on to the next one. So, do you think he knows who I am?
Yes.
That's terrifying. You think so, too?
Absolutely. He doesn't say that unless he, like...
Did he say anything?
He didn't know what it was, but I think it's a moment where, like, that night he's laying in bed and it clicks. That he's like, that's the guy that was talking about how I should be fired. Yep.
Yeah.
So first of all,
did he do that with any of the other newbies? Was there any other reaction after they said their name?
There was one person. I think it was Lori Nickel from the Journal Sentinel, I believe, who he said, "Like, I forget if I'm familiar with you
well,
or
Lori's down there all the time."
And that's what he said. Are you just wearing your hair differently today, or so maybe she's not there all the time? I don't know. Okay. Again, this was my first game
I don't know what's
normal down there these days. But no, everyone else, he just kind of, you know, he kind of gave a little. There was one guy from a like podcast site, and he said, is that a real outlet? It doesn't sound really kind of. So he gives a little grief back and forth. Like, he's having fun. He's a very welcoming guy.
Against the Dodgers. He should be having fun.
Oh, he's feeling. He's got all the grandkids up
there.
They just crushed
the
Dodgers. Team's been hot. I'm sure he's having a good time. I didn't think anything of it when he said it. And usually my go-to line when people say, oh, I listen to you all the time. I hear you all. I always say, well, I'm sorry to hear that because I like being a little self-deprecating.
Yeah, self-deprecation is fun.
But, yeah. But I realized afterwards listening to this, he might have got wind of what you say that I said about him, which is, again,
I was there. You said
depiction.
It, Jesse.
No, that's not
it.
What I said.
What do you mean, what I said?
What you said I said is different than what I actually said. Oh. I never said I wanted Pat Murphy fired. Never, ever, ever.
No, but you said we should have a conversation about it.
I said, at what point do we have a conversation? This was when they were in fourth place, multiple games under 500, mm-hmm. and things were looking bleak in early May. Obviously, things have turned around. Team looks great. Looking like a playoff team. Feeling good about a chance to win a division title again this year. Feeling great about where things are at. Obviously, no conversation necessary about Pat Murphy's job
status. I thought
we
were supposed to start having a conversation.
No, there is no need to have that conversation at all. That was one.
Did you ask Pat Murphy a question?
I had one ready.
No, that's not what I asked.
No, I didn't.
Why would you not ask a question?
Because
there's not that many reporters.
I'm a little rusty at this. So I'm not Wildy. I'm not there at every press conference all the time. I might start going to some more.
You love attention more than anyone in this studio.
I do.
You love attention. You're constantly searching out, how can I be more attention grabbing? Like, that's what you do.
So the question that
now you get in a big space with a manager of a professional baseball team that probably knows that you called for his job, and you sit there on your hands?
So here's
coward.
I'm not a coward.
This is cowardly.
I just was rusty. And here's why. There's an art to this. Jason tells us there's an art to this all the time about timing up your question and knowing when to ask the question. The question I wanted to ask Pat Murphy was, what do you say to your team after a win like this? Because...
Good for you guys.
I didn't ask it. But I'm curious. Beating the Dodgers is not a small task. They're the best team in the National League, or one of. They're recognized as the big villain
of baseball. That was a great win, huh?
They chased Yamamoto for the shortest outing of his career. He's an all-star. That's an awesome win last night. What do you say to your team when you win a game like that? Like, that's
and
really cool.
And then Pat would say, good job, and fellas. That's kind of a, now
and,
let's do it
and that would have even if that's all he said, that would have been a fun interaction. Big picture question, which usually comes at the end. A lot of the beat writers and the people who cover the team every day, they're first asking the questions specifically about the game. So
now, they should get credence. They should ask questions.
Yeah, so they're leading off, and I'm making sure, okay, let's first ask about Freddie Peralta's start. Let's ask about Andrew Vaughn hitting a home run in his first at-bat. Yelich hit another dinger. That was pretty sweet. Like, outing from the bullpen was pretty solid. Saving some arms for these next two games. Like, all that stuff. Like, individual, like, single-game stuff. So I was waiting to time up my question until the very end, and suddenly we were done after 4 minutes. Usually these things go, like, 8-9 minutes. And even Pat Murphy said, that's it? That's all you guys got?
Why would you? Because you had no...
Everybody was like standing up and getting ready to leave.
Jump up and ask something.
I didn't know. Again, I'm the new guy, so I can't take over this thing. Hunter. I'm not this big, self-serving...
Yeah. This is cowardly.
Yep.
Maybe it was cowardly, but at least it wasn't self-serving.
This is where media folks get a bad rap, because you'll sit and have all these takes in your little cocoon of a press box here. Whatever we want to call it, producer studio.
Control.
You'll do that. But when you get out in the wild, when you actually have an opportunity to ask a pertinent question or get a reaction, you shell up like a turtle hoping nobody sees you. That's disappointing.
This will not be the last time I go to a game as a media member at American Family Field.
Will you have to introduce yourself
this year?
Again next time?
I'm guessing I will have to, yes. And
will you ask a question the next time you go?
Absolutely. Now that I'm not the
new guy.
Will it
relate to the fact that you brought up the question of should Pat Murphy be fired?
No, there's a time and place for that. There's a time and place for that. I was also thinking, okay, if they win a game 9-1, I'm not going to go that route with it. Like, they won the game 9-1. You got to ask something positive when they win a game 9-1.
Okay.
So there's an art to this stuff. Jason has taught us well about how you go about these
clearly
kinds
not
of
well
things.
Enough.
And I mistimed it. So I did not get an exclusive with the guys you wanted me to. I did not ask Pat Murphy a question.
I didn't expect you to get any exclusives. So I thought you'd ask Pat Murphy a question since you're sitting in the press room and there's only... You know, how many people were in the room? 10?
15 or so, I'd say. A little more than usual.
Turtle.
I should have asked a question. Turtle. I wanted to ask a question. I am sorry that I did not. I will do better next time.
See, and I want to feel bad for you, Jesse. After that Dodgers game that I got to cover in 2018, the Brewers got...
Oh, that Dodgers game in 2018.
Well, so the Brewers got just shelled in that game. It was like a 15-5 win for L.A., and I was all set to ask a question about the starting pitchers giving up runs early and that. And one of the regular beat writers made Council mad. So he just ended it short. And I'm like, I'm an intern. I'm not going to ask a question.
Can't do that. Yep.
I'm going to turtle up
know
in
your
this
place.
Moment. Yep.
Know your place in the scrum, Tausch. Know your place in
all
the scrum.
All right, good. Yes, do your thing, man.
So generally, I did not get a lot of anything for the show.
It doesn't sound like it. I was thinking there'd be some audio with you and... asking a question to Pat and maybe even bringing up Jeff Paston thinks that you guys need a bigger bat. As we heard on Wilde and Tausch, that'd been great.
What do you make of that?
Yeah. And he could have gotten into how great, the replacement is for Hoskins. And you could have led that way and let him talk positively about his roster. But instead, you sat, cowered down, and turtled up.
Now we know for next time. Learning experience.
There you go.
Growth in every opportunity. The only thing I did get from last night's game... trivia questions. Time for Wilde and Tausch trivia, presented by Vortex Golf. Caller number 9, since it's been 9 years since I last covered a Brewers game at American Family Field. 844-770-3776. Caller number 9, 844-770-3776, to play Wilde and Tausch trivia, presented by Vortex Golf. Today's category, straight from the Brewers media notes. I had the little program in hand last night, took some fun facts from that, and said, let's make these into trivia questions. Straight from the Brewers media notes. Caller number 9, 844-770-3776. We will play Wilde and Tausch trivia presented by Vortex Golf. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Bucks.
Putting $20 million of dead cap on your books for the next 5 years is bad business.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
It's way worse to lose Giannis. That's horrible business.
100.5 ESPN, Madison's home of the Bucks.
Tausch on Wildy and Tausch today and tomorrow. Jason will be back on Thursday when we're at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center in Brookfield. Come on out and enjoy the show on Thursday morning with us there, along with all of our ESPN Wisconsin 620 WTMJ and 101.7 The Truth shows, all on site at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin in Brookfield on Thursday. I was at the Brewers game last night, and while it wasn't very fulfilling talking to Pat Murphy and some of the players afterwards, I did get three trivia questions that we strummed up from the Brewers media notes, and that's the subject of today's Wildy and Tausch trivia presented by Vortex Golf.
Wildy and Tausch trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf, rangefinders you can bet on.
We welcome in today's contestant, Steve in Waukesha. Steve, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How you doing?
Doing great, boys. Doing great.
Superb. Hopefully you don't turtle up during trivia like I did during Pat Murphy's press conference last night. Brewers media notes questions here for Steve in Waukesha. Question number one. Now, I did hear trivia yesterday, by the way.
You didn't like it.
Hunter.
It was a long weekend. I was easing the fans back into it. Again,
you might as well ask what's 1 + 1. And I mean,
okay. I am just more supportive of the Wildy and Tausch fans than you are. You come up with a derogatory name for the YouTube chat.
That's true. Yeah, like, they've embraced it.
Yeah, I'm just nicer to the fans. I support our fans better than you.
That's nice of you. Steve, these are going to be tougher than yesterday, but I think Steve is ready for a challenge. Isn't that right, Steve?
I sure am. Bring him on.
There we go. Question number one. Freddie Peralta is the lone all-star representative for the Brewers this season. It's the first time the Brewers have had just one all-star since which closer was the lone representative in 2017? Was it Yermo Mota, Corey Knebel, or Ricky Stenicki?
Corey Knebel.
God, he was good when he was healthy.
He was good.
Ricky Stenicki, that was a movie.
That was
right?
a movie with Zac Efron movie, and John Cena.
Correct.
Yeah.
All it's right. Fun. Which division is the only one which the Milwaukee Brewers enter play today with a losing record cumulatively facing this season? It's not an easy question.
It's not an easy question, but once you get to...
So who do we have a losing record versus? Deduce. Is it the AL West, the NL Central, or the NL West?
Man, Jesse, you are tough.
Think it through, Steve. Take your time. Think it through.
Hey, which division do they have a losing record against?
Yep, yes. The only one that they have a losing record against.
We haven't played the West, hardly anybody in the West yet, in the AL. The NL we have, I don't know. Let's go Central.
It's a tough question.
He was thinking about it. It is tough.
And they beat the Dodgers. They had success versus the Padres, I think.
No,
right?
The Padres took 2 of 3, had a tough go in Arizona back at the start of the season.
Yeah.
The NL West is the correct answer. 8 and 9.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'd fact-check this.
8 and 9. I have the notes if you'd like me to fact-check it. This is one of the rare times I can.
If I really was fighting for another entry, I'd fact-check. I bet you probably – you're always going to have some type of an appeal, and you're probably going to have a better chance to win than not. But continue.
Steve, are you a big fan of superhero movies?
No, not at all.
Well, then you are not going to enjoy this next question. And a celebrity guest appearance, Hunter Vaughn, has question number three.
All right, Steve. Andrew Vaughn became the first Brewers player to hit a home run in his first at-bat with the franchise since Gabe Gross did in 2006. The same year, which of these superhero movies debuted in theaters? Was it Spider-Man 2, The Dark Knight, or Superman Returns?
I picked the wrong day to call in.
Yeah, you did, Steve. That's tough.
I think you're right about that.
You got a 1-in-3 shot. That's the good news.
Let's go with the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight was a little later.
Yeah, Dark Knight was 08. It was Superman Returns.
Yeah. Was that a good one, Hunter?
It was fine.
Okay. Thank you for the review. Steve, I'm guessing you're going to say this trivia was not fine, and that's on me. We're overcompensating for yesterday. It's really Hunter's fault if you think about it.
My fault for supporting the fans. Okay.
Steve, you're one of the real ones, though. We appreciate you tuning in, as always, and thanks for playing. You still get two of the possible four entries for the Vortex swag bag, which we will do our drawing for on Friday of this week. Good luck.
All right, thanks. Love you guys.
Steve in Waukesha. Appreciate you playing Wildy and Tausch Trivia, presented by Vortex Golf. Was that too hard?
Last two are pretty tough. Right. But I don't mind. It's always a balancing act on trivia. You don't want to make it, again, easy, medium, semi-difficult. That's how I would look at how it goes. And I would say yesterday was probably easy, and semi-easy, whereas today was probably a little too difficult.
This felt like a Friday-level trivia.
Yeah, after a long week of good trivia play.
All right, we'll get it right for Wisconsin Geography Wednesday tomorrow. We'll find that happy medium. Coming up next, we will switch to Packers conversation. Jason Wilde, no surprise, he hedged during his countdown to the top 20 most important
Packers. Only guy
Packers.
I know that can get 33 players in a top 20 list.
Doesn't want to leave anybody out.
There is 13A and 13B on today's list of the most important top 20 Packers of 2025. We will talk about the wide receivers coming up in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.